traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I mean, listen.
Say it.
I was rooting for KSI.
That is all for today, folks. We will see you on the next episode of Impulsive.
Listen.
I'm already hot. The lights are hot. The headphones are hot.
We're off to a great start, man.
No, because you know what? Fuck that.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, whatever it is. If you are not subscribed, hit that fucking subscribe button before I have to do something about it. Really?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? You just couldn't curious. Even do it to KSI. What are you going to do to that, bro?
I was not going to go there.
I went there because I don't care.
I hate you.
Damn.
Something we are going to start doing less of is caring, though.
In what way?
I care a lot, but at the same time, the amount of fucks I have to give is slowly depleting.
Maybe about certain things.
About certain things.
Like, what about people and, like, compassion?
I love people
and, stuff.
And compassion and stuff.
What about the Amazon rainforest?
Love.
Okay.
Never been.
What about Amazon women?
Like, what about Jeff Bezos from Amazon?
You ever play the game Amazon Trail?
We're getting way off topic. Just hit that subscribe button. Thank you guys. You know we love you. We love this podcast. We have a great guest today. It's been a minute since I've seen him, and we've always talked about doing something. But this is our first time doing something, right? So okay, finally we're doing something. I want to introduce him, guys. He's a professional gamer. He's a prankster. He's got over 11 million subscribers on YouTube. He has a pet narwhal, actually, and he's named after an inanimate object. Ladies and gentlemen, it's FaZe Rug.
Holy shit.
Yo,
welcome. Good to see you.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yo, thank you for having me.
How's the levels, height, everything?
How's
the
narwhal? I'm pretty short, but.
Here you go. How is the narwhal?
The narwhal.
Yeah. The horned aqua mammal that you have.
It was a joke. It must have won.
I thought he really had it, dude.
No, that's illegal in the United States.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Do you know what a narwhal is?
It's like a very exotic animal, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. But do you know what it looks like?
No. It sounds ugly.
Brother, let me tell you about a giant whale with a fucking horn like a unicorn.
No.
When I first heard about narwhals, and then when I saw them, I was like, what? This is actually real?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're about to be mind blown.
Dude, I can't believe you've never seen a narwhal. No. I also can't believe this is how we're opening the show. This is great. I love narwhals. Look at this fucking animal, bro.
No.
Looks like somebody stuck a metal toothpick into a cement cone in the middle of the ocean. What is that?
Where do you find these things at?
Some sort of Arctic circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe that exists.
Me either, dude.
What?
It's incredible.
That's right near the edge of the earth, by the way.
I can't believe you exist, bro. I can't believe you're here. Hey, on the set of Impulsive.
Dude, thank you for having me. This is my first ever podcast, too.
No way.
It being Impulsive is such an honor. So, hey, thank you guys for having me.
Shit, of course, bro. Man. Thank you for coming on. We got a lot of requests for you, dude.
Dude, I saw it in the comment sections, too. Like, FaZe Rug.
People love you, dude.
Dude, let's go.
Why is that?
I mean, we know why, but why do you think?
I think I'm just like a nice guy, you know, like... I think people just love me. They say I have like a lovable personality and
you really do.
Yeah. I show it on my videos. So
did I tell you that when we were at that one party?
The 10 mil party. That was my party.
That was your party.
That was my 10 million subscriber
party.
Oh my
God. That was a good one.
Dude, it was fun. You came up to me and the first thing you told me was, hey dude, what's up? Why have you never been in drama? And I'm like, wait, what?
That like, is true.
Do you remember?
Because you're like a clean, good for you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So drama doesn't even phase you?
Wow. Wow.
We like that. Wow. We like that.
But yeah, dude, you do have a very, very likable personality. And obviously it shows because you've been blowing up, especially recently.
Yeah.
What's your content output right now? How often you produce and stuff?
So it used to be daily vlogging for like 2 years. And then now it's cut down to like two or three times a week because I want to focus more on quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
Nice. And I think that's like the most important thing. So yeah, now it's like maybe two or three videos a week.
Bro, and your shit's quality. And hey, I know that.
Thank you.
Because you just bought a fucking Lamborghini.
Dude, the Urus. Oh my God.
That's how you pronounce it?
Okay, there's different ways.
Urus?
Like, Urus. And then I guess for us, we could say Urus. That's what I say. But people at Lambo got mad at me. They're like, it's Urus. I was like,
Urus.
Urus.
Do you know how to pronounce the, I'm not going to say it, but the H-U-R-A-C-A-N, that one?
Is it? Urakan too?
Yes,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is.
Got a first try.
It's not the Lamborghini Huracan.
I say Huracan
because it's spelled like that. It makes
sense. Yeah.
But what? When we went to Italy, they said it's the Urakan.
They're so precise.
The Lamborghini Urakan.
That's beautiful.
Hey, yeah, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, this is the Urus, dude. Yes. I'm so jealous,
bro. It's so nice. I love it. I actually ordered it a year ago.
Yeah.
It just came in. So yeah, man, I'm pretty hyped on
How
that.
How fast have you gone in this car?
It's
got to be the first question.
Listen, I tested it out, but it's bad to like go fast without putting miles on a car.
I did hear that.
But I still did go fast. I wanted to try it, but just like 120, you know, nothing too crazy.
I mean, that's
still pretty fast.
When did you get the car?
5 days ago, I believe, when I posted it 4 days ago.
How much was this car, bro?
Honestly, I want you to take a guess. I want you guys to all guess.
I feel like I'm...
$362,000.
Yeah, like that's a 350.
Yeah, I was gonna say 350.
That's a 350.
What? You guys are overpricing that.
Damn, I'm
is it 250? 250.
Oh, let's get one.
Damn.
250. Let's get one. I expected it to be more too, but
it's so cool. Dude, I saw a yellow one the other day, and they just gleam, dude.
It's so nice. So mean on the road too.
I see you got some big dogs looking at and liking your posts too. Look at that. Down there at the
Hey.
Like my Hey Big Mike.
Man, they watch it.
Shout out to Mike, man.
Hey Big
look,
Mike.
Look, even the comment above it.
Where's Mike?
Well, here I am. Here I am.
Wait, what?
Here I am.
Why does it say
Mike's
that?
Popping.
Mike actually is a, that's actually a frequently asked question on my channel.
Where's
Mike?
Who is he?
Mike is this homeless man that I've actually helped in the past. And like, I used to like film it all the time. But like, you know, like those controversial subjects of good deeds and putting them on camera.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
So like, you know, I used to do that. And then like a lot of people got mad. So I stopped like filming. But like, I still like I have a connection with this man named Mike. I like did a video transforming his life. And I used to like upload videos with him.
Oh, damn.
And then I stopped doing it because people would get mad.
That's so.
He was a homeless guy?
Yeah, he's a homeless
and
man.
And it wasn't this Mike.
No.
Okay.
That's that rubs me the wrong way.
Like, yeah, honestly, like, of course, my intentions aren't like in a bad way to film it. Like, I want to use my platform to spread the good, like let people know that you could do good in the world. You know,
I believe you when you say that.
Yeah, but like, there's other people who... Oh, trust me, I've seen like videos on Twitter of like people doing good deeds, and you could easily tell off the bat that it's not genuine.
Question:
easily,
even when they're manipulative or like doing it for superficial reasons.
Yeah,
I was always cool with it. Here's why. It's better than what they could be posting. Like, you're out there posting about doing good deeds.
Exactly.
And some the first thought of people on the internet is, or some people on the internet is, oh my God, like, you're only doing that to like show yourself doing good deeds.
Yeah.
Like, how about you do this instead of making that comment?
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth and go do a good deed of your own and then film it, and I'll like it and comment on it. And
exactly.
Then they'll have liked by Hey Big Mike. Do a good deed right now.
You heard it.
Post it. Tag me. I'll like it and comment.
There's
me
Mike.
Me too.
Done. Two people. And will you do it too?
I guess. We're all here.
I'll do it. We're all
here. There you go. That's four big ass likes.
It's interesting, bro. It's it's a bit of a tumultuous time. A lot of things are like in turmoil right now. But you've managed to stay clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in any controversy?
Yeah. Well, not controversy, but I guess you could say like drama. A long time ago, like 2.5-3 years ago, it was like probably the dumbest thing ever. And it was with my brother. That's the thing. And like, you know, I mean, you had beef with Jake before. Correct?
Yeah, that motherfucker Jake. Yeah.
But like in the end, like he's your brother. He's my brother. I love him to
Jake
death.
Jake is your brother.
Jake is my brother, Brandon, my brother.
This is incredible.
We're all brothers here.
There's an issue in the hospital that we should get to.
Son of a bitch. I knew we looked alike.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, but okay, you settled it with you.
We settled it, and like it was just something that should have been off of YouTube.
What
like,
was it?
It was I kind of don't want to get
into it. You don't want to talk about it?
Yeah, it was pretty dumb, but like in the end, we're all good now. And that's
in,
all that
in
matters.
The end, you got a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Udus.
Has anyone told you look like that pirate kid?
Rico from Rico, Hannah Montana. Yeah. Oh my God, I have so many stories about that.
This kid, wait, hold up. This kid, Rico.
Please don't bring up the pirate picture, though. I look like him there, at least when I was a kid.
Have you ever grown your hair out?
Yeah. If you go on my Instagram, like three pictures back.
Yeah, it's right here.
There you go. Not that one. The next one.
But I like this one. You're just looking like a young stud, bro.
Hey, thank you. Go to the other one, though. There's one. This one.
Oh.
Can you pull up the picture of Rico? Put him right next to
you. Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
Dang, you really sent it, huh?
Like, my teachers in middle school wouldn't call me Brian. They would call me Rico.
That's bullying. Whoa, that's bullying.
You think so?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And also racist, kind of.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I would...
I don't know.
Maybe not.
The racist... I feel like that's a reach.
But that's a little...
Yo, but we're bullying, in a society, right? Where you could just put
I mean, I didn't really care because, like... I loved Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And I used to watch it all the time. So I'm like, I took it as a compliment. Like, hey, I look like Rico from Hannah Montana. That's lit.
Yo, this girl that I've been like hanging out with told. Oh.
Who's that? What's her name?
Why'd you pause?
And why are you calling her? Why are you calling her this girl? I mean, we use names here. FaZe Rug, Logan, Mike.
Brian.
No, I know.
Or is it Rico? Who knows?
Brian's his YouTube name.
Hold up. Wait, I made a mistake. I'm stay on topic. I just fucked up. But yo, the reason I call him the pirate kid, you saw this kid recently, yeah? Look at this.
Yup. I saw your tweet.
What's going on here?
Dude, I don't know. Is that current? Like, is that recent of him?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, damn, he just really went for it.
Are we still doing a comparison or no?
No.
Okay.
Is he okay, that guy?
I don't know.
I want to say he's thriving. That he looks great.
Because I want to make it. I want to make a joke, but I...
He also looks slightly concerned.
I originally thought that was Mike, the homeless guy. Dude,
no.
I don't know, man.
No, but he's great. I'm sure. Dude. I'm sure he's getting it, dude.
I stumbled upon his Instagram. Like he's like cool with a lot of big people like Kylie, Kendall.
He's got the Udus?
No.
Can you guys update me on what's going on with that?
What?
Who?
The Pirate Man?
Oh, no.
Is this a thing?
Something's happened. That's Rico. That's Rico from Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay. No,
wait, did you not know that?
No. I thought you were just saying there's a random pirate.
It's a pirate man.
We've got a technical difficulty here.
Sorry.
We'll be back in 5.
The number one
4,
podcast.
3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
So embarrassed.
Okay, we'll be back again in
5, right, 4. Hey,
shut the Yo, so wait, you were a professional gamer. You still are?
Not anymore. I used to be.
Yeah.
That's how I actually got into FaZe Clan, was straight through gaming, which is crazy. In 2012.
Yo, gaming is blowing the fuck huge up.
Gaming is like at an all-time high right now, and it's only going to get bigger.
Are you retired?
I guess you could say I'm retired. I still play for fun, but I don't do it professionally.
Would you ever hang your old jersey in the rafters at the FaZe
100%.
House?
I have a bunch of old jerseys of mine.
How did you get good at gaming? Is such a hard thing to get good at.
Dude, since I was a kid, I loved video games as a lot of other kids did. And I just got into Call of Duty. And back then, how I got into FaZe Clan, does anyone know what a trick shot is?
Hell yeah.
Trick shotting, like
a 360
no scope, stuff like that. And that's what FaZe was at first, quick scoping.
Temper, all that.
And I used to just be a good trick shotter. And in 2012, they picked me up. And
how they find you though? I don't get how they find people, bro. Like that dude Tfue.
Oh my gosh!
How do they find this guy? Tfue? Now he's one of the biggest on Twitch. Yeah,
literally. Yeah, and one of the best Fortnite players in the world.
He's so good. I feel like he could get like any girl, bro.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
Tfue is nice with it.
Yo, he's slick because he's got swag.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like once he locks down a chick,
it's over.
She ain't going anywhere.
Bro, that's...
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why you play Fortnite so much, Logan?
Yes.
Yeah, Fortnite for me is like...
Hey, you used to stream. Do you still stream?
No, I don't.
Why?
Yeah. What happened?
There's like a big reason... I can't say it right now.
Okay.
But it's for legal reasons.
Okay, yeah, but let's like, not get into it.
But it's stemmed from me just not enjoying video games like I thought I would. Mm. And streaming, by the way. Shouts to all the streamers. That shit is exhausting. Hard. It's draining.
It's hard.
Like,
I never really got into streaming because like it's just way too hard. Like, you have to dedicate your whole day, almost your whole life.
Bro, and I want to go do shit.
Like, yeah.
Typically, this month has been slow because I got my tonsils out.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, streaming's tough, dude.
Yeah.
The big thing right now, though, esports.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's what we just said.
No, you said streaming. Esports like true competitions, like going to a physical event.
Mm. Yeah.
So like we, you keep stepping on my fucking wire.
Yo, then do something about it. Then do something.
Throw
about
down.
It.
Throw
Stand
down.
The fuck up.
Look at him.
Yeah, do something about it.
Do it.
Do something about it. No, I don't want that smoke, dude. Later.
I thought that was going to go down. First fight on Impulsive we have yet to have.
Ooh, that would have been good with me as a guest.
You know, one of you stepped out my court, actually.
Yo, it can't be me, could it?
Rug, fight my fucking boy.
Yeah, I don't think.
Good, I can hear you.
Esports, physical events, Call of Duty World League, CDL, CWL, right?
I believe so, CWL.
Whatever. They're still figuring all this out, but these guys are getting mega money,
oh my
bro,
God.
From brands right now.
It's insane. Like millions.
Okay, hold up a second. I'm going to put a blanket statement out there, and I could receive some flack for this, but again, my level of fucks is just slowly depleting. I'm running out of them. A lot of gamers, like, when you take the game away from them, kind of, like, boring. They're just kind of, like...
And that's already a gamer calling him. Like, did you fucking really say
mom,
that?
Mom, I'm going to have to call you back. I'm on a... Impulsive. It's the number one podcast
Pam,
in the world.
Pam.
Sorry, Pam.
Pam, what do you think about esports?
What do you think about esports, Mom? Like,
I
gaming.
Love esports.
What?
Why not? Esports is great.
Can I say hi to Pam?
Yeah.
Hey, Pam.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
He's our guest today. His name's Brian. That's we think. It could be Rico or Rug.
Rug.
Or Rug. A carpet. Right,
I'll talk to you later, Ma. Bye.
Yeah.
What a
she's
sweetheart.
So sweet.
So nice.
I don't know.
So nice.
So I don't know how I was her son. Am her son.
Yeah. Was.
No, because she's so sweet and I'm just a dickhead.
She's sweetie.
It's crazy.
You can be a sweetheart.
Sometimes.
At times, yeah.
You can.
But yo, a lot of gamers, you take the game away from them and they're just like kind of like boring, like a little like nerdy, like whatever. Like, it's, but you and a lot of Face. The Face Clan
yeah.
people
yeah.
are
cool yeah. as fuck.
Yeah, bro.
So, I mean, how are y'all just a gang of dope dudes, even when you're not playing video games?
So, I don't know. Like, so back in like 2012, 2013, we were strictly just gaming. Like, we get in Xbox Live parties, Trick Shot, like chill and stuff. And then, like, we used to go to gaming events. And that's when we first, like, met up. And, like, right away, we all clicked because, like, Face Clan is like a family. Like, we're literally all so close.
Are you in the Face House?
No, I actually live in San Diego.
Oh, that's right.
No, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I think you said like we're gonna talk about like Hollywood lifestyle. I'm like, I live in San Diego,
but so
I do come out here a lot, by the way, to just hang out with them. We all just started vlogging out of nowhere. Like, I did a prank on my mom, which is like my most viewed video on my channel, the cocaine prank.
Yeah.
I saw that. What did you do
to your poor mother? I feel so bad for my mom for this
one. What'd you do to mama Rug?
Listen, like I sat in my room all the time. People only saw the life of me like gaming, and I wanted to show them like my family, like what I do outside of the room. So I basically just took a bag, put salt in it. Put it in my car.
You are young in this video.
Dude, oh my God, bro. Oh, wow. No. I can't watch this. It's my most viewed video and I cannot look at it. Look at
17
me, bro.
Million views.
Bro, it was crazy. And I just put the bag in my car and I put it under my jacket and I told my mom to go get the jacket from my car.
And it was just salt?
It was just salt. And
so your mom wasn't like, oh, this is...
No. She flipped. She thought it was cocaine.
Yeah. Bro, come on. It's salt.
She's my mom,
she's Middle Eastern, so yeah. Like any source of anything that looks like a drug or like so she's totally against it. Yeah, you're
done.
You
played on her being a hypochondriac.
I feel like you may have fucked up that terminology.
Nah, I'm going to stick with it.
She's afraid of sicknesses, and so she knew it was cocaine. Is that what you're saying
No, I'm saying, so a hypochondriac is like someone who like, is afraid of being ill constantly, even if it sometimes isn't warranted. And I'm saying she, in her worrisome personality, shut the fuck up. I'm still going here.
Stand the fuck up. For this one, you deserve these hands.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, you played on her being like a nervous Nelly. Yeah?
Like a germaphobe.
The fuck you guys? I'm done with this podcast. I hate it, by the way.
Why are you in such a weird mood today, by the way?
I'll tell you why. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, I want to know.
Slightly.
I have the worst news. I have the worst news.
What?
I don't want to detract from the cocaine prank.
No, it's fine. It's fine. What happened?
I don't know.
And we said we were going to do Sober Vegan January. Sober Vegan January. And it has been going great. So great that we decided to celebrate 5 days before the month ended.
Oh, no. Last night? I did not.
I'm done being vegan, bro. I need sustenance. I swear I need meat. I need it. And I ate some fish. And so I broke. Like, I'm weak. Okay, I'm fucking weak. But I feel so good now. But it didn't end there. The worst part about it was somehow I also stopped being sober last night. I drank alcohol.
5 days before? Why?
Bro,
was it just in the moment?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
We went and saw a fight. We're eating at Tao, having dinner. And he says, I'm done with this shit. And he starts eating fish.
No.
And eating all kinds of meats. And I said, I'm not done with this shit. I'm going to stay strong because I'm a fucking beast.
Yo, Mike's a war. He stayed strong. But like genuinely, my vegan friend Spencer's not going to like this. Have you ever been vegan, by the way?
No, not once.
Good call. I'm just saying. Like, my vegans are, like, it's just not for me. I think it's like a body type thing. You want to fucking
I'm
going to
keep my lips zit, bro. I'm just going to keep the lips zit.
Yo, Spencer's like.
He's tensing up.
It's just not for me, bro. I lose
mass.
Motivation, mass. I'm like depressed in bed all day. All I want to do is sleep.
Do you think any of that had to do with the fact that you had tonsils ripped from your throat?
Oh.
3 weeks ago.
But how long was the recovery?
2 weeks.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We've been eating so much edamame, bro.
Plus you had like sugar for like a week because you couldn't eat any solid food.
Right. Maybe it's the crash.
Just
from
doing
that.
A lot of beating around the bush, Spencer. And I got the same way when I did veganism for the fight. Evan was like, "Yo, you are reminding me of how you were before that your fight with KSI when you were vegan." And I was like, "Oh my god, that's so right. All I would do is train and sleep."
You stayed committed to that one
for four months.
Wow,
for 4 months. Like I went. That's why this one I was like, "Okay, look, I get it. I get it, but I'm just
so." Just a question though. What do you think of the like impact on the planet and the other aspects to it outside of just like the way it makes you feel?
I've been thinking about this. I don't know, Spencer.
Okay.
I have an answer.
Can we have a really buff vegan on the channel?
Yeah. We're going to talk about this guy. Yeah. We're going to get a vegan on the channel to talk about this because I don't know. I can come to my own conclusions about veganism and its overall benefit of the planet. But I just don't know the facts.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak. I'm just saying for me, that's like if the second time now, I'm like, dang, I don't think it's for me. Granted, it has its benefits.
Hell yeah.
Like I lost a lot of weight. That's it, actually.
Did you let's not say that. Did you see Ted Nugent? Really, really quickly to touch on Ted Nugent, who the dude just talks about whatever the fuck he wants to, went on a rant, I think on Rogan.
Oh, I did see that.
Talking about how there's more harm to the environment growing a field of soy for vegans because you have to kill every living animal
that comes
in the area that could potentially harm that soy. Ted Nugent. I'm not saying I believe it, Spencer. Don't give me the look. No, we will have this conversation, but I want to.
I'm not giving you the look.
I thought about that argument. Yeah. I think that's 100% false.
There's so much uncertainty around the whole thing. Even the stuff that's like, believed as locked about benefits or non-benefits still is like I think that this is a whole episode.
Well, it's cool because in 2017, there was 1% of the United States that was vegan. This last year, there was 6.
Ooh. That's dope.
Damn. So it's growing.
Oh, I thought you meant 6 people.
6 people.
Like it went down.
6%.
Only 6 people. No, but in 1920, there was 14 million beef cows in the U.S. Last year, there was 94 million.
Whoa.
And I said to him, and I said to him about that, I think it's population trajectory somewhat, but it's just so many cows. And I think the one thing I think is a final note from me on it is I think that one of the reasons why so many people are becoming vegan is the one thing that got me through this month was imitation meat, man. That shit is good, bro. I like it.
Some of it.
What is that?
It's like Beyond Burger. Beyond Burger invoice coming at you. Is that what it's called? Beyond Burger?
Yeah, there's one.
Right? It's almost like meat, dude, but it's made of leaves.
Oh, whoa.
You ever raked a pile of leaves in your backyard and you're like, I'm going to put it in a bag and bring it out to the side? Make a burger out of it.
Is it good?
Next, delicious. Absolutely.
There's there's a Middle Eastern dish that it's like rice and meat wrapped in a leaf. It's called dolma to all the Middle Easterns out there.
Shout out Middle Eastern.
Wait, I know
Shout
that dish.
Dolma?
Surprisingly, I don't like it.
Oh,
everyone tells me it's like
so good.
I always give it a chance, and I stay away from that specific.
Wait,
dish.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Mediterraneans are actually they live like the longest, right?
Yeah.
The healthiest in the world.
I believe that. Yeah, that stuff's clean.
So what happened last night? You drank and ate meat? You failed, is what you're saying.
I failed. I did.
Do you feel like a loser? Because I think you're a loser, bro.
Nah, man. It was therapeutic. I feel great. I really did. No, I feel great. I'm so
then
happy.
It's not for you.
It is. But I do encourage everyone to try it.
Of course.
Try
sober
it in like
vegan month.
And make your assessment. For me, try it twice. And by the way, I'm probably going to eat like a 60% vegan based diet. I just need like chicken and eggs, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I like.
Yeah. See, I respect that. I think if you can, inevitably as a planet, we're going to come to the point where we're over consuming like we already are.
Yeah.
And I think if you can at least take a little hit from how much you're consuming, that's great. Like, that's why I encourage it.
I think they call it flexitarian is the term for someone who eats less meat.
Is that when you do this, when you eat?
So you buckled, though, last night. And I'm going strong. You buckled.
Mike is going strong. And then we're dancing at this club. You know, I'm feeling good and I'm a little wavy and shit. And
I'm sitting there boring, sober in the back like this.
Yeah. I've seen Logan do this. I've seen him wavy. I've seen him wavy.
Grooving shit.
He gets it.
And I look and I see a sign coming across the club. And what does the sign say? I see. I look and I see, it says, get drunk, Mike.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, where? This is not my mic. My mic is sober. Wait a second. I think someone is trying to get Mike drunk and convince him to drink. So the bottle girls bring over this huge light up sign.
What did it look like?
We had a video. We do have a video.
there is a video.
And
isn't that it right there?
The
first story, you actually stayed strong. You were like, no.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, look. It says, can you zoom in? It says, Mike, get drunk.
No.
With a backwards E.
And so I'm like, no, who's responsible for what's happening? And it turns out it's the director of FaZe Clan?
Something Tower. Like
that motherfucker, Tom.
Tom.
Listen.
He's like an employee of FaZe Clan. Yeah, right?
Tom, man. That's where I saw it on the story. And I was like, wait, I thought Mike was sober for
the
moment.
Bro, I sat there for 2 minutes shaking my head like this. I won't break.
That was the first story. And then the second one.
And I looked around the room and there were bottle service girls scantily clad, shaking their booties, saying, break, Mike, break. And Tob just had the bottle
flashlights all in Mike's face.
And you want to know what I did in my moment of need?
You broke.
I turned to Logan.
Okay.
For some friendly advice and the support I need to get through this tough moment. And he whispered in my ear.
No.
Don't be a fucking bitch. Drink the fucking shit.
No,
shit.
It was you.
Shit. And I folded like a cheap rubber plastic picnic table.
Oh,
you seen those, right?
Those fold very easily.
Yo, it's my fault.
It's okay.
100%
still vegan.
My fault.
Still vegan.
Hey, okay. That's good. That's
plant-based lifestyle. Fuck you, Ted Nugent.
Nah, but yeah, man, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, bro. I made it 27 days. I got a lot of shit done. Highly recommend taking a month off, focusing on your work, on your craft, on your passion.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, stay, keep it tight, get a structure. 27 days and
but how you do anything is how you do everything.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
I don't know if I agree with that.
That is,
now
that is so not true.
Say that one more time.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
That is not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
If you can't make the full commitment in this area, what other areas of life are you doing it?
What if it's negatively affecting the way you live and is literally depressing you?
Like your personal experience.
You can't apply that blanket statement, bro.
What do you mean? Are you talking about in diet in particular?
What are you talking? You just said if you can't do anything, you can't anything.
It's like, the commitment. It's less about the actual physical thing. It's like the commitment. You know, that's my personal belief. I think if you can't commit.
What do you think, Rug? Help us.
Show us the way. Give us like an example of what you mean by that.
So if you're not committed to finish a full month, say you do like 90%.
Then you shouldn't do it to begin with?
No. Then that means there's some other areas of your life that you're only giving 90%. You're not going 100% all in.
You
have excuses.
Yeah, but I mean, my personal opinion is like 90% is better than like 0%, you know?
That's my boy.
Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I mean, like, no, being 100% is like be on top of your stuff, but like 90 is better than 0. So.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. My dad always taught me to finish strong. He said, it's not about the way you start. It's about how you finish.
Exactly.
So everything I've ever done in my life, I've given it 110%. But apparently I just gave this month 90%.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if you've been doing 110% your whole life, then 90% month is not bad.
That's why. Cause I know, bro, like I can go.
Yeah, bro. You go all in. Like I've seen you go all in, like very few people. For sure.
I just lost sight and of the vision of why I did it. I made it 27 days. last night was the last kind of weekend night of the month. And I was like, all right, I fucked up. I failed. Now I'm going to close the month out strong anyways. Like, I'm not going to be going out until next weekend. So, and by the way, it wasn't like a peer pressure thing. Like, if they had like Mike smoke meth, I wouldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
at the club, you know, on a Saturday. Yeah. But like, listen, you know,
first question, how did you get the meth in?
I don't know. Well, they don't do. Let's not talk about the security protocol. Right.
But imagine how good it would have felt if you
smoked meth at the club. No. What are you trying to do now?
Imagine how good it would have felt if you waited until February 1st and taken that shot.
It's all I wanted. The blonde shots from Ohio stuck his metaphorical penis in my ass, bro. Okay. I don't know how else to put it. He fucked me. He fucked me, bro. Okay.
Damn.
I don't know how else to put it.
Damn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
That doesn't sound fun.
Do you party?
On occasion. Like,
you're 22, yeah?
Yeah, 22. Okay. Like when I turned 21, of course, like I went out like more frequent than I do now. But now if it's like a birthday celebration, stuff like that, then I'll do it. But when I had all my fun when I turned 21.
Bro, come on.
I know. No, I'm telling you, like if there's birthdays or like if like all my friends are going out to the club, then I'll for sure go with
them. You drink?
Yeah, I mean, at the clubs and.
He's focused, man.
You are a focused dude.
Yeah, I honestly like I care so much about like YouTube and stuff like that. But once I'm done with work, like of course, like having a little bit of fun doesn't hurt.
Why do you care about YouTube? What do you like about it?
I mean, I like numbers a lot. Like I'm a numbers guy. Like I like seeing like my channel growing. Like that's like my motivation. And like when I see like a video do really good, it's like, okay, let's do the next. And I enjoy making content in general. It's hard though. Don't get me wrong. Thinking of ideas and like production and stuff, it's hard. But in the end, like it's all fun for me.
You really like seeing when you're getting mega subscriber growth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that feeling. I love that.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So what happens if you lose subscribers? Has that ever happened? Goes red on Social Blade?
Mm-mm.
No,
that's never happened.
Let me tell you what that's like.
What's it like?
Ooh. Not fun.
Nah, I've lived like 10 lives, Brian. I'm going to be honest with you. Like I've done just so much shit. Success, failure, everything, the gambit. And I stopped caring about numbers because at the end of the day, they don't make me happy.
Yeah.
Like followers, subscribers, like whatever. We have a mega problem on Instagram right now.
I'm actually going to cut this part.
This is bad.
What happened? I'm oblivious to this.
16.2 million followers. last year.
Did they catch the robot factory of people that you built to follow you?
They did
the
not.
Bots. So, yeah, the bots. So that's still up and going.
Yeah, I still have my fake followers.
Good, good.
For sure.
That is not true.
And then before the fight happened with KSI, and I got up to 16.6. Everyone's like, oh, shit. Like in like a very short amount of time, like a week, I gained like 400K. I was like, oh, sick. Like, you know, because I had been stagnant the whole year. Yep. 2018 was like a shit year for me socially, honestly. So hopped up to 16.6. And now to this day, I'm at 16.1, brother. I lost half a million followers.
What? How?
I think it's a combination of two things. My content output right now is low. So obviously like people are like, oh, like he's not doing anything. And, and people are very socially addicted to how many people you're following, you know?
Yeah.
And then Mike made a point. He said a lot of people hopped on that train, like that 400K I gained before the fight. Like they're not Logan Paul fans. Yeah. They're just like, what's this kid doing right now? Yeah. Like I want to be cool. And
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They were just like, we want to see the fight. We want to see what he does to train. It was like a big hype situation. So they hopped on, fight was over. It was a draw by the way.
I don't give a fan. Did you see the fight?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think, bro? Did I win that fight?
I don't know. Like I
he's a KSI really, fan.
You are, huh? Yep.
Listen.
Huge KSI fan.
What's good, bro? What's good with you, man?
I think I don't take sides, but like,
yeah, speak from the heart. We're not going to judge.
I mean, I didn't think someone should have won that fight. Like, I think it was fair, like the call at the end. But I mean, listen,
say it.
I was rooting for KSI.
That is all for today, folks. We will see you on the next episode of Impulsive.
Listen, not saying that I had, like, I don't have anything against Logan. He's the homie. Like, he's awesome. I love him. But, like, it's just like,
I can't even look at you.
I'm just rooting for KSI. I'm so sorry, man. I'm sorry I had to do this. I'm sorry, low gangsters. Listen, I'm sorry.
It's all right, bro.
I think Impulsive is over.
No, you weren't. Listen, you weren't the only one. We have this, Logan's not doing well.
He seems very upset.
Why?
Because of gaming and shit. Like,
well, I've just like known KSI. I mean, like, I've talked to him. Like, I've met him. Like, he's been to like the Clout House, and I've watched him for as long as I could remember. But at the same time, I've watched you since you started vlogging. Like, so like it was kind of tough. But like, I honestly turned that fight on with the intentions of just watching a good fight.
So you wanted KSI to win, though. That's fine.
Do you ever think that maybe it was because of your support for KSI that it was a draw and Logan didn't win?
Probably.
Because that's what I got out of it.
Probably.
So going into the next fight, are you going to be like neutral?
I'll be neutral for the next
fight. No pressure.
Fight.
But
you know who else was on KSI side?
Who?
Rice Gum.
Oh, yeah. Did he say it on the podcast?
Yeah. You're not the first. I'm just joking with you.
Yeah.
Yo, so boy, after the first two rounds, like, I was whooping that boy's ass.
Yeah.
Were you a little nervous for your boy?
Yeah, low key.
Like, dog, I was beating his ass.
It was, dude, honestly, it was a really entertaining fight. Till the end, like, it was really good.
I was pooping my pants the whole time in the final round.
And you were filming, bro.
Yeah, pooping and filming is not easy, dog.
How did you do that?
Just completely soiled them. Like, I threw those were a pair you just had to throw away. They weren't cleanable.
You were standing right in front of me, too, the whole time. It was horrible.
Have you ever shit your pants?
Yeah.
What was that like?
When I was a kid.
Oh, not like in your adult life?
No.
Apparently this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's normal. Wait, did you actually shit yourself or you were
kidding?
Oh. Well, you have though, right?
Oh.
Marathoners is a big thing.
As
with marathons.
Adult?
No, not while running. I haven't pooped my pants in a minute.
Okay.
When did you?
I heard from speaking to multiple people in Hollywood, maybe it's a Hollywood thing, like full-on adults are pooping their pants.
Yeah, it happens.
And it's a thing, like, if you're at a party, just for shits and gigs, be like, yo, raise your hand if you poop your pants. And I'm sure a decent amount of people will raise their hand.
The majority of the stories I've heard is like people taking some form of a laxative or something and grossly underestimating its power.
You hear people say, like, you ask the question in the infinite form, like, raise your hand if you poop your pants or if you've pooped. Because the way you put it was raise your hand if you, like, on a daily basis. How many people here poop their pants?
Just that weird guy, the pirate kid, raises his hand. He's like, by the way,
I do.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving.
How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
By the way, I won't tell the whole story, but I have, because you hate my long story. So I have a really crazy poop your pants story. And I don't even want to tell it because it's also disgusting.
How old were you? How old were you?
When it happened. No.
This story is famous in my family. My sister my sister Abby is gonna watch this and she's gonna cry laughing.
Give us the elevator poop.
I will. I was at my sister's wedding.
Oh wait! Whoa. I know this story.
Have to tell this.
Was this recent?
No, I was in I'll say it fast. There's a lot of stuff. I'll buzz it off. Okay. I was at my sister's party in Washington, D.C. night before her wedding. I was swiping on Tinder. It was right after I met him for the first time at Travis Pastrana's house. I was swiping on Tinder, met a girl on Tinder, went out 2 a.m. Go meet her for drinks. After I got drinks with her, I didn't end up hooking up with her. I went to a gas station. I said, this gas station seems like the right place to buy a Cuban sandwich. Why the fuck would you buy a Cuban sandwich at a fucking gas station? Ate that thing. Left in the Uber, went back to the hotel, woke up the next day. It wasn't a normal day because I had to give the best man's speech for my sister somehow because my older sister didn't want to do it. So I gave the speech. Okay. 5 minutes. Man, my nerves were acting up. I was drinking Red Bulls. I was trying to get hyped up for the speech. But that Cuban sandwich, man, it was not treating me well. So I was wearing a rented tuxedo.
No.
I gave the speech. I made it through the speech. But just afterwards, I felt a little bit of what some would call gurgling.
Turtle heading or just gurgle?
I made it to the toilet and I unleashed shit. So every half hour on the hour, I was shit in this downstairs toilet of the banquet center.
Okay.
Afterwards, she's like, big after party at the W. So I go, we all get shots at the bar. I get a beer. I got a Bud Light in my hand. I walk to the bathroom. I'm standing at the urinal in my tuxedo feeling good. And I start to take a piss and I feel that fart when you're peeing come out.
And you tested it?
It wasn't a fart.
No.
That's the rented tuxedo, dude.
Damn. At the end of the day, my sister's finally coming in her dress. She sees me beelining it out of the W in Washington, D.C. And she says, where are you going? And I go, congratulations, see ya. Back to the hotel, took my pants off, showered, got in bed, cried myself to sleep.
Oh, did you have to like Uber or was it the hotel?
It was close enough to walk.
Okay.
And it was a squishy walk.
That's a walk of shame.
It was a walk of shit.
That's that's actually crazy.
And that's the only time it's happened to me.
Okay. That's good.
That's not true. It's the only time it's happened. It's like disgusting. Man, and my sister loves that story.
I do not understand the adults shitting their pants. Shitting their pants.
Well, this one was more of an accident.
Man, they're all accidents. Yeah. Think about who's doing it on purpose.
It'll humble you real quick.
I mean, people wear diapers,
they
right?
They look around, they're like...
You know, this seems like a good time to shit my pants. I feel like it's usually on accident.
That'll humble you real quick in life. Ooh, if you think you got it all figured out and then you shit your pants.
I feel like David Dobrik, like I love you, Dave. I feel like he's due for it.
You need his pants.
100%.
Go ahead and get ready for a poop.
I feel like it's coming on. Again, David, I love you. Just, man, you seem ripe for a fight.
You know who would never shit their pants? And we saw him last night at the fight. Noah Centineo. That kid is shitproof. You can tell just by looking at him. He's the golden goose. He's shitting. Toilets only for that guy.
Dude, my first time on Impulsive, and I'm loving. Like, this is like the best topic ever. Like,
it's our best.
It's topic. Awesome.
Yeah, we have.
Dude, I love it.
We're just rambling about things.
We're still drunk, to be honest.
That could be true. Do you have a crazy story that you would feel comfortable telling on the set of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world?
The universe.
I would have to probably think about it.
All right.
Think about it. And then like, if I think of one, then I'll come back to it for sure.
Yo, I wanted to ask you regarding the boxing. Again, the show is called Impulsive. So we're like all over the place.
Okay.
But would you box anyone? Would you ever consider getting in the ring for the rematch?
Yeah.
You would.
I would. But like, this is something, it was more of like, I don't have beef with anyone, but like I would do it for fun.
And so you want to fight Jake Paul?
No, never. He would kick my ass. Just saying. Listen, this person that I want to fight has actually been on your podcast.
Oh my God.
But like, we're friends.
Tanner Fox. Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Shit. Dude, honestly, I would do it for fun. Like, I love the kid. Tanner is one of my best friends.
Can you see that?
Wow.
But I would do it for, for fun.
Can I tell you something?
What if they boxed on the set?
Yo, No, that's
right. He said he was down to fight someone. He also said he was down to fight someone on the undercard. He wanted Rice Gum.
Yeah, I know. He said he wanted Rice Gum, but I know that's not going
to
happen.
You get access to picking the undercard, right? On this fight?
Yes, bro.
Oh, really? You get to choose?
It's his fight.
It's his fight. I could kick Jake off if I wanted. Fucking.
Yo, that has to happen. Him and Tanner Fox.
Imagine, dude. That would be so fun.
That would be great.
Damn.
It's a great thing, dude. We need to make this happen. Fans, comment, like, subscribe, but make it happen. Let us know.
It is happening, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed. I've known for a while now. It's his fucking world, bro. We're all just living in it.
Is this still happening in February? Is that?
Oh, no. Okay. Nah. That's when it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's when it was supposed to happen.
But your boy KSI refused. Weird. And then he's fucking just saying things left and right about when he thinks the month is going to be, the location, what city it can and can't be. And I'm like,
he's trying to say there's 32 days in January.
I'm like, listen, guy. Like,
no, there's not.
It's not.
Wait, one question. How do you get to be like the, like, why? I thought it would be like a 50-50 thing between where you guys choose the date and time. Why, is it just all you?
So we traveled 50 people to London, his country.
Oh, okay.
Was a fucking mega hassle.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
I didn't even think of that.
He got his venue, date. You got all that.
Yo, it was a disaster, but I'm not going to lie. As a filmmaker, that was beautiful for our documentary.
So
it was
sick.
Great. That was great. Just because of how much drama, how much crazy shit went down that nobody's even seen.
I know.
Like, nobody even knows the behind the scenes to what that trip was.
I can't wait to drop that.
She was insane.
It's in the works.
We shot a doc about the fight, and dog, it's like, you know, bro, you have a life outside of YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And Jake and I, in the middle of the most tumultuous year of our lives, just crazy story. Like,
insane.
We showed this in my end of year video, but like, I'm like crying in parts of it, like real crying, not acting crying. And I don't cry, man. I can't remember the last time I sobbed and they got it on camera. And I felt,
we filmed everything from like the training process all the way through, you know, everything that started to go down. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
When is this going to drop? Do you have an idea?
I would assume before the next fight when it's more relevant again, but we should definitely get you on that card, dude.
Dude, I would be down. I would hit up Tanner. I'll hit up Tanner and see if he's down. Oh my God, that would be such a good fight. I feel like because we're both skinny, kind of same height, it would be so.
And you're into cars too, yeah?
Yeah. I'm into cars, but I don't know the details. You know what I mean?
Ready,
I like the exterior, the interior.
We're ready.
Yeah,
we're
ready.
Fight with the cars on the line.
Oh my God. Pink slip
that
shit.
Yo, if he wins, he gets the UDAS. if you win, you get the, I don't know, what do you got, a Porsche?
GTR, some Porsche
type shit.
Nah, but you have more. Look, did you know this, Mike? He has a fucking black Lamborghini. Is this yours?
It's a Gucci Lambo, yeah.
Wow.
Bro, you have two Lamborghinis?
Yeah, but I'm in the middle right now of deciding if I want to keep this or if I want to
sell it
or trade it in for another. Like, I was thinking a McLaren, but
What's the reasoning behind that?
About the Lambo?
Yeah, selling it.
Oh, only because I don't know if I need that. I don't know if I need two cars. I mean, it's cool. I also have a Range Rover.
Who is it?
Who's calling?
I gotta silence my phone probably at this point, huh? It's Mac. Maybe it's Mac. Mac and Avtawi.
Well, bring him on.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hey man, middle of shooting the number one podcast in the world right now with FaZe Rock. I'm gonna have to give you a call back. You're live, by the way.
Oh, enjoy. I miss you. Enjoy. This is the greatest podcast in the entire world.
Big facts.
Damn. We love you, Mac.
If I see another video with 300K views, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Oh, no. Same, bro. It got age-gated. I think because that, don't pan up to it, but that, the dick, no, we're going to have to blur it. Yeah. The dick that Julius Dean put in my hand.
What?
Yeah, it got age-gated.
That's a furry wiener.
Yeah.
That was your last podcast, right? Yeah. I saw that. It was age-restricted.
Yeah.
Well. Damn.
Anyways, yo, I'll talk to you later, bro.
Flip his own dick that didn't get age-gated.
I think that was age-gated too, wasn't it?
I love you, dude.
Love you, dude.
Bye.
Speaking of dicks.
Hold on, wait a second. I don't want to talk about that for
how much money are you getting right now? How much money
are you making? Yeah, you must make money, huh? Yeah. Lots of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like getting into like
numbers. No, don't get into it too much, but just give us the exact figure for the past two fiscal periods.
The exact figure of what? Of
just your total revenue. Taxable. W-2. Bring your fucking W. No, I'm
I don't know. Just enough, just I guess, to get that.
Are we bullies?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like sometimes the guests, like, we just put a lot of pressure on them.
No. But that, you guys are asking about me. I chose to be on here. Like, I'm ready for anything.
You're getting that tea. I read somewhere you make $1.3 million a year.
That's, I could confirm that that's false. But, like, I think everyone, like, I've searched up net worths of people that I know. And, like, they're completely false.
True. Those are often not correct.
Yeah.
Some of them are spot just, on.
Yeah, some of them. It just depends if they update it. Maybe that was true like 2 years ago. I don't know.
You look up a lot of things. You use the internet often?
Like about myself or in general?
Yeah, because I looked something up about you that I found.
What?
This is the Urban Dictionary definition of you.
So by Mama Rug.
Wait, did your
Faze Rug is what? A 19-year-old Arabic man who doesn't pray five times like he should, and Allah is watching down on him. He has a Mercedes where he pulls all the bitches. He has Bosley, the cool ass pug. Used in a sentence. Faze Rug got a BJ from some random chick at the McDonald's parking lot. It's supposed to buy Mama Rug, actually.
I'm gonna have to confirm if that was my mom who wrote that. But I don't think so.
Your mom is technologically savvy, right?
Yeah. Oh, my mom is, she's awesome. I love her.
Shout out
Mama Rug.
How is that having parents that are like,
bro, my
tech savvy?
So my mom and dad, like, they love, like, they have their own YouTube channel, yeah, which is crazy.
How many subs they have?
Almost a million.
They can upload YouTube videos but can't tell the difference between salt and cocaine.
I know. The cocaine prank was like 2015, my first ever prank on my mom. So like, she had no idea. Like, she literally did not expect that. But
I like the Windex prank.
Was she upset when she found out like 19 million people watched her?
No, she actually likes that. Like, she,
hell yeah, it's clout, bro. She's getting the Mama Rug.
Yeah, Mama Rug has the clout.
Is Mama Rug in the clout gang?
No.
Damn.
No.
Does it bother you that your parents are on YouTube?
No, not at all. I actually like that. Because like, my dad is so funny because he actually edits his own videos too.
Does he use iMovie?
No, he uses like Filmora with it's like a random like editing program.
What's their opening line when a video comes out?
You should film more of this.
Hold on, wait.
Does creative.
I'm definitely so drunk. Yeah, no,
drunk.
I thought you meant for the editing more program. For when your parents, like, you know, me is like, hey, yo, what's popping, little
gang? Yeah. My dad usually starts it off with my mom next to him, and he's like, what's going on, guys? Papa Rug, Mama Rug here, bringing you guys brand new video. And like, they're not like fluent with English, but like, that's why it's the best to watch them.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's so funny.
Do you think, I was going to ask you this too. So you're of Iraqi descent, right?
Yeah.
Is there a large portion of your audience or your parents' audience that is Iraqi or Middle Eastern?
Oh, yes. So my dad, went to Michigan recently, and there's a lot of Chaldeans, which is what I am. Like, I speak Chaldean, and like, my dad had a meet and greet in Michigan, and like, Detroit.
Okay. Yeah. I grew up near there, and Dearborn is like, actually, Andre. Yeah. He grew up near there.
Oh yeah.
It's Middle Eastern population.
Yeah. My dad came back and he's like, oh, if you went to Michigan, like, they're going to make it a national holiday that Faze Rug went to Michigan. Cause like, I have so many like Middle Eastern fans.
That's
so
awesome.
Hey, shout out to you guys.
Let's go. Yeah. Yo, it's funny. Before the podcast started, you were on the beanbag. And you said, I'm Arabic. And then you said, I'm Arab. And where I grew up, there was a very, very large population of Middle Eastern. Some of my best friends to this day from Ohio are Arabic. Uh-huh. And they would always say, like, I'm Arab. And hearing you say that, it was a throwback for me. Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
I haven't heard that in LA. I'm just surrounded by white motherfuckers, bro.
Uh-huh.
Y'all suck.
What?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Now you're all
right. No, Spencer's awesome.
Thank you, man.
We do need some diversity, bro. And I need a fucking tan.
It's true.
I mean, we have Andre, dude. He's Jordan. Oh, true. He's Jordanian.
Yep, we do. Have some. Nice.
He's actually Michael Jordan's son.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah. How is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what language you said you speak?
Chaldean.
What is that?
I wish I like had a good definition of it, but I really don't know. I just know that's the language that
Can
I
speak. Can you say, I'm excited to be here on Impulsive with you, Logan?
Yeah.
remember when you said you spoke it?
Yeah. No, I speak it.
Yeah.
But
That's a pretty niche.
It's like, wait, what do you want me to say? I'm excited to be here
on the set of Impulsive with you.
Or dude, like, sometimes some words like aren't like.
How about you just say anything you want to say to him?
Ha dichi watun. That's hi. How are you guys? I'll say, do you want to go? Like, here, okay. Kibotun zalochun chadukta. Like that means you guys want to go somewhere.
Why have I not heard of this language?
It's like, interesting. I feel like it's rare when I tell people I'm Chaldean. Like they're like, what is that? It's not common, I guess. But like, that's what, when I ask my mom, cause a lot of people ask me, oh, what are you? Like, what are you, where are you from and stuff? And she's like, oh, just say you're Chaldean. And when I tell people that, they're like, what is that? Yeah. And I'm like, wait, I don't know. Like it's from the Middle Eastern descent, I think.
But. So you don't, is there a province in Iraq that it's prominent? I told you I wouldn't ask you these questions.
No, I know. I wish I knew. Like, if my mom was sitting right here, she would answer all those questions.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Have you or your parents ever dealt with any, like, racism towards you or, like, anything in America because of your descent?
Probably not recent, but I'm sure, like, my dad works at a liquor store, and he's told me, like, stories of people being completely racist to him all the time. But, like, the people that go to a store are, like drug addicts and, like, people like that. So I guess, I mean, there's no excuse for that, of course. Right. But, like, I feel like they've dealt with it for sure. I haven't, personally. In high school, like, there was just, like, a kid, like, who called me a terrorist once. And I'm just like, okay, fuck you. I don't care. Like, whatever.
Do you ever drive by his house in your Lamborghini?
I should. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sure he knows
you
guys.
That would be awesome. No, it's so crazy because I'll run into people that I knew from high school that I never talked to. I had a very small circle in high school, like, 3 or 4 friends. Like, I wasn't, like, popular.
Yeah.
But then, like, everyone that I saw that was, like, a part of the popular kids would like, they just know who I am because of YouTube. And they're like, hey, what's up, man? Let's hang out. I'm like, wait, what?
Nah,
like, I don't get it.
Trying to chase that clout.
No, bro. For sure, dude. It's happened so often.
But you're still, I feel like you're still nice. You're
oh my
like,
God. I still talk to them like, hey, how's everything? Yeah. You know? But then after in my head, I'm like, wow, of course.
You're just kidding. You
were doing YouTube in high school?
Yeah, actually. But it was only gaming.
Okay.
What games did you come up on?
COD, right?
Just Call of Duty. Strictly Call of Duty. I played Halo for fun, but I never like filmed.
Are you playing Fortnite these days?
Not as much as I used to. Damn. I used to play it like a lot more when season 2 came out, season 3, but now like I literally just drifted away from that.
What season are they on? Do you know?
I think 7.
7, right?
Seven.
Are you playing Black Ops 4?
No. Dude, Call of Duty just like plummeted like
I told you. I did a partnership with
the beanbag company,
the
beanbag.
Love Sack, whatever, dude. Okay. Like with them and Call of Duty this year. I am a massive Call of Duty fan. So last year when we were thinking about what partners we wanted, I said let's. And I had a contact at Activision. I said let's work Call of Duty. Black Ops 4 made a large jump back. I think Blackout
was
well received.
I played Blackout. I just never played multiplayer. But,
what was your favorite COD?
Oh, MW2.
Modern Warfare 2.
Did you start on PC?
No.
Okay.
I started on PS4. Wait, was there Call of Duty for PS3?
Yes. Wasn't Modern Warfare 2 for?
Only Xbox.
No,
wait.
Yeah. No, it was on both.
Man, we're fucked up.
The original Call of Duty, I actually was like one of only 2 kids in my school to play it when it first came out. It was only on PC.
Same.
Oh, wow.
It was only on PC.
Same.
I never played on PC.
I was so frustrated with it. Oh. I said, this is the worst fucking game ever. I didn't know how. And it was just Call of Duty 1. It sounded cool. Call of Duty. So, I don't know. Yeah. I thought I'd play it. Yeah. And now, obviously, like.
It was insane. Like, it started off with multiplayer where there was no kill counting. There was no weapon upgrades. Yeah. It was World War II, and you just picked your gun. It was so cool. That's and they had, sick. Like, map mods on some of the levels. So like people would design like houses and you were all like mouse size.
That's dope.
It was crazy.
It's almost like, remember, did you play Grand Theft at all?
No.
Grand Theft Auto, GTA?
I know of it. Everyone has played it.
If you go back to the original GTA and look at it, it's crazy.
Oh yeah.
It's an overhead little car guy and you drive around the map and you can get out and beat people with baseball bats.
Insane.
But like you're a tiny little guy and you're like,
were your parents cool with you playing mature games?
No.
No, definitely not.
Did you sneak games in?
For sure.
What was the process? I don't know if this is the best thing to.
No. Like I would just do it when they would go to sleep, and then their room was close to mine, so I would hear if like one of them gets like off their bed or like walking out of their room, and I just quickly turn off the TV and like hop in my bed.
Last question for me: what was your kill streaks on MW2?
Predator missile, AC-130, and
chopper gun. Oh, new. See, that's
it was either AC-130 or chopper gunner.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I used AC.
I was Predator Harrier.
Oh, Harrier was a
just
good
because
one.
I'm not. Do you know what's I'm not going on your.
I know.
No, he's very well versed. What was your kill streak?
Well, when I got the kills, they just added up.
Okay.
Like your kill streaks, like there's like UAV, counter UAV, predator missile, harrier strike.
Yeah, like anybody who plays
stealth bomber.
Of course, you know this, right?
Hind. Yeah. Hot. What was the big chopper that you couldn't knock down?
Pavlo.
The Pavlo. That is my boy.
Wow. I should have known that.
Oh, the Hind came out after. That was the Black Ops Black Ops.
Did you see that they revamped the Modern Warfare's?
Yeah.
Did you go back to that?
No, I didn't. I need to though. Like they have it on like amazing. Xbox One and stuff, right?
When you go back, it's like the graphics are like better than the newer games.
Yeah, for sure. If they're
which is weird.
Yeah,
it's called remastered.
Yeah, remastered.
No. They're like better than the even newer Call of Duty. Oh, hey, Logan.
Hey. Who is Molly Eskam?
Oh shit! I just spilled tea all over my leg.
Well, me and Molly used to date like about a year ago for like 2 months, and we just like decided that we. I mean, like, she's a great person. Like, she's awesome. I love her. But, like, we just didn't want to lose our friendship, and we didn't see our relationship going anywhere. So we just decided to stay friends. And, like, we still, like, hang out to this day. But I don't know if you guys think that's weird or not. Because a lot of people say, like, oh, it's weird that you hang out with your ex. But, like,
I don't think that's weird at all. No.
Yeah. I think, like, she's still, like, awesome and stuff like that. And we still, like, have a good bond.
Of course. Dude, I am still very close with all my exes.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't... I'm not the type of person to like hold a grudge or like
exactly.
hate someone besides KSI.
Okay.
But I never dated him.
Yeah, so that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're still cool. But
do you know why I ask?
Why?
Of course, you don't know why I ask. I'm going to tell you why right now.
Why do you ask?
Thank you. Yesterday in the bathroom of the club, sitting there and some dudes are like, yo, what's going on? Like, can we take a picture? By the way, club bathroom pictures are
super dark.
The worst. It is one of the worst experiences.
Because of the darkness or just because it's weird?
I'm urinating. Yo, look,
your hands on your
picture, bro. I'm like, great dick.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah, that's probably the worst.
And they never say that. They never say anything.
They never comment on the
dick. Hey, man, that thing's a lot smaller than I thought it would be.
If they came in, they're like, hey, man, great dick, you'd be cool with it?
Of course.
It's a compliment.
You have to.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you just shit your pants?
So anyways, I'm there, and these dudes are like, yo, you should do something with FaZe Rug. I'm like, what? It's
no
crazy
way.
You say this was last night. I was like, it's crazy you say that. He's coming on my podcast tomorrow. He goes, yeah, and Molly Eskam. And I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, oh, it's his ex, but they're still friends, but she talks about you and Jake a lot in her videos. I was like, oh, shit.
Wait, she talks about...
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Shit,
man. It's just what the guy said, bro. The drunk guy in the bathroom.
I see a vein popping out of Rug's face after you said that.
Oh, no.
That she talks about you and Jake on the...
Dude,
I feel like he wants to fuck you up.
Bro, right a lot now. Of people talk about Jake and I. You know, it's like, it's just because we're the fucking... We're just out here blondes.
What's it like having a girlfriend? I
come on, man.
I'm knocked.
You said you're looking into the girlfriend scene, right? Is this true?
When was your last girlfriend?
Maybe.
It was a long time ago. And it's a very special time in this house because tides may be turning for my friend Michael.
I got a prospect that I really fuck with right now, dude.
Okay.
This girl is weird.
Oh,
and
no.
Mike is weird.
So they're perfect.
It will be other way.
That's good.
Whoever ends up with Mike is going to be a fucking weirdo.
She's strange, man.
But she's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Damn, he's smitten.
I just really fuck with her a lot.
He's blushing.
Dude. But she's got some things, and so we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
But she's close to my grandfatherly age too.
Like he's really fiddling with that pico de gallo right now.
Do you want to tell them why we have this?
Why is that there? I thought those are like little gummies. I didn't even like. I can't see from.
So we do have pico de gallo here, and the reason is we went to a fight last night as well. We went to the Bellator fight. Shouts Bellator MMA for having
us. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Great connected with a lot of fighters, actually, who are going to help me train for the next fight. And one of the fighters, his name is Pico.
Oh.
Pico de Gallo, right? One of the fighters, this dude was like an Olympic contender. He's 22 years old. This happened.
Wait, before you play, tell him what the guy said to us behind us. He was like, this Pico guy, man, he's a sure shot. He could fucking throw punches,
bro. Which one's Pico?
The one in the white shorts.
Okay.
So we're watching this guy. You know, you're focused on your dude. So yeah. We're watching the dude in the white shorts.
Settle down, let me pick my spot, and then hit him again. Pico.
Damn, they're going at it.
Oh.
That's it. Hit
him. Yo.
So that's why you send Pico to go.
Yo, watch this again. This dude. He gets rocked.
No, honey. By the way, dude in the blue shorts got knocked down right before that. And we were like, oh, this, all right, so this
fight's
is over. Got up and cranked them back to Tuesday of last year.
The worst knockouts, in my opinion, are the ones when they get knocked out and stay standing.
That's insane.
While they're knocked out, by the way, he was hunched over like he's not conscious right here. Catches two more. Before he goes to the ground. Then he's on the ground and gets a bob in the face. You sure you want to fight, man? You sure you want to fight? What if Tanner Fox gets you with the big one?
I know. I don't know. Tanner's a threat.
Have you seen him ride a scooter?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
There's a lot of correlation, they say, between a fighter and their scoot ability.
Shit, I might have to call it off then.
No, but that was exciting. Being there, like,
oh my God.
Man, it's the art of the fight game because this dude was, like I said, an Olympic contender wrestler, I believe. One of the best wrestlers in the nation, but anything can happen, obviously. Yeah. And I'm positive, like, he's going to come back and make a huge wave in the sport because of how good he is. But this shit is crazy. Like if you get knocked out like that, are you willing to live your life on social media with that?
Definitely not.
What was his record going into that? Do you know?
I do not know. I would assume it's undefeated, bro.
Because
these dudes were hyping him up. Like, oh, it's Pico.
So he's really good.
He knocked out Guacamole last week, bro. Like all crazy.
He was throwing Pico together. What was his reaction after he got knocked out? He got knocked out.
Stars.
This is what
the guy behind you got knocked out.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy behind. So you meant Pico.
Looks like he got knocked out.
When Pico got knocked out, that guy magically fell as well. It's the weirdest thing.
I thought you meant Pico too.
We almost didn't get into the fight.
Pico did not. Yeah, the only reason we got in because we showed up and they're like,
so wait, we had to. In our infinite wisdom, we put the tickets in my name. So we roll up and we're like, four VIP ringside, Mike Malak.
Hard.
And they're like, just quick question for you, man. Who the fuck are you?
Oh my God.
Like, are you serious?
He goes, yo, it's me. I'm Mike from Impulsive.
Impulsive, bro. What, you don't watch?
You're not subscribed?
They're like, get the fuck out of here, man, before we kick the shit out of you. And so we waited there for a while. And the one lady that had the list, I'm like, hey, listen, it's looking boring. She's like, and I'm like, all right, so we're in trouble here, right? So we're waiting. I go up to the counter and it's me again talking. And they're like, dude, we literally don't know you. You're annoying us now. We're trying to take care of patrons here. You've become a nuisance.
A threat.
So finally I see this one guy with a clipboard and I go up to him and I go, do you understand that's my client over there? And there was a girl. She was like, oh God, like right next to him.
Oh,
that helped.
It was so much.
It was a fan who was... She had Khabib wigs, you know, those Russian like fluffy wigs.
Yeah, wow.
And she's like, will you put this wig on and take a picture of me? And I'm like, ah.
So I point over and I go, do you see my client being basically just overrun by fans. There's one girl. I go, do you want my, do you know what this makes me look like right now? And I go, and furthermore, sir, my client has more followers than all of the fighters in this
by the way,
entire event combined.
I hate when this card and is pulled. This is the last resort. I didn't tell him to do it, bro.
I had no other route. Damn. Okay. And it could either go one of two ways.
He pulled a holographic card on him.
He either says to me, here's the deal, dude. Go fuck yourself. I don't care. Or what happened, he said, geez, that many followers, huh? Runs into the little shed and he's like, well, look what I just pulled up here. I hope your client's not too mad. Here's some bracelets. By the way, sits us inside ringside while Chuck Liddell is outside ringside.
It worked. Dude, usually things like that never work because the people, like,
they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they usually don't care.
They don't
care. I'm actually shocked that it worked.
Yeah. Damn. By the way, I had to go into full fledged mode, had my crush with me. Like, imagine, dude.
Wow, you put on.
Had to.
That was great.
Could you imagine if I drove her an hour down to downtown and they're like, sorry, we can't.
How great did that feel when he let you guys in?
She looked at me like this. She was like this.
Oh, she bit the lip?
Yeah.
Damn.
She bit the lip.
She was like, wow, assertion.
That's man, hot. But yeah, damn. Dude, I hate whenever anyone says,
I hate that.
Like, the word followers, bro.
Dude, I can't. I want to be, like, I literally want to be treated normal. I don't know why. Like, I love that. Like, when we're trying to get in somewhere, like you said, and like one of my friends, I'm like, dude, he has 10 million subscribers.
I'm like, yo, shut
I'm like, dude, why do you say that? Like,
up.
I don't care. Like, I don't want you to tell that.
I did not want to do that.
No, I know.
It
was last resort.
It was last resort because we were about to get the car.
It was bad. An hour and a half drive home. It was just ugly, dude. Like,
And then he went and got somebody, by the way, and the guy came out. He's like, holy shit, Logan, fucking what the?
I saw there was a video where you were like chewing a straw or something.
Oh, no.
I was not supposed to see this video.
I want to see.
Did you get caught?
Logan Paul.
He goes, what's up,
chewing a straw, dude.
I'm sitting there and some dude comes up to me. And
Riley Reed, the last search on your.
What?
Yeah, that was a dope podcast.
We'll cut that.
No, She's not. Yeah, you saw the one with Riley?
Fuck you, bro. Now everyone's going to think that.
Is this the mic?
It was really up there.
Is the mic that Riley Reed deep throated.
That is the mic.
That's
cool.
The mic.
That's awesome. Wait,
does it smell any different?
The mic? Oh.
No, I think we should be
It's
good.
Clean by now.
Yeah, it's clean. It's definitely clean by now.
We've had quite a few guests since then
that have all deep throated the mic. But man, I wonder if they even put the suite up. I hope they didn't. Oh, here.
Oh, right there.
Oh no, bro. So like he does
damn,
like he does like
a nice pan.
A pan. Dude, where's that the was volume? A nice pan.
A nice classic
he does a pan.
Let's see.
Hey yo, what's good, Bellator? It's your boy LP. Let's get it.
Hey, that was pretty smooth.
No, bro.
I mean,
it wasn't
watch
bad.
Me sip this fucking
and
it was
then
so
he
cute
drinks
though,
a
dude. It was
water.
So cute.
Then he drinks a water.
Because I was still sober at this point.
Let's get a replay. It's your boy LP. Let's get it.
Pause it.
The girl next to him was just like, who the f- what is wrong with this guy?
Can we get a freeze frame? Look at that.
Fuck, I can't freeze it on it. It's my fingers aren't fast.
Dude,
I'm not a gamer.
Do you have the same watch as me? I don't know if I saw different.
No, how much was that?
$10,000.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yours is he's got the 10 times 10.
Literally.
10 times 10.
Literally exactly 10 times more.
Oh, shit.
No,
that's nice.
It was 60.
Yeah, because you got a deal on it in Dubai. It's like $100,000 watch.
It's
It stood out. So it was worth it.
Man. Do not pay $60,000
for a watch. Actually,
ever.
It wasn't worth it.
It's the dumbest shit
it's
ever.
It's not worth it. Put a down payment on a house.
Yeah. Or invest in property. But yeah, man, it was awkward. You ever have some awkward ass fan encounters? I'm sure you do.
Dude, all the time. Like the time I just don't like this when like I meet fans and then they're like, say something to my Snapchat, and I'm like, what's up, Snapchat? Like, well, I don't know what to say, and it's so awkward, and like my face turns red because I get embarrassed.
Do you know it gets the most awkward after you've said the hello
and they keep recording. It's like, hey, what's up, Snapchat? Shout out to you guys.
Like, are you talking? Are they asking for you to talk to the Snapchat corporate team? Or like,
what's up, Snapchat headquarters? You guys are doing great. I guess to their follower or to their friends, but also it's like when they ask to like FaceTime their like cousins, and then after that, oh, let me FaceTime my brother. And then I'm like, oh, dude, like, you know what? Like, I gotta go now. Like,
I'm sorry. We had so many awkward moments at this.
Let me tell you about the worst one. This one was bad. And by the way,
I am never cease to be amazed by how many things can go wrong when you are meeting fans.
Yeah.
So, yo,
I've got a solution to all this. After I want to share it.
Okay, I would love to hear it.
Number one is the handshakes. Number one, right off the bat, immediately things go wrong, right? It's like, yo, nice to meet you.
Yup.
How did you... What? How?
So that's number one. So I had obviously a lot of those, but yesterday, this one in particular, it was the manager of the main fighter who came out from the back, left his fighter there, brought his kids. And so, you know, this dude's like important dude.
Yeah.
And after I take a picture with his kids, two daughters, 7 to 10 maybe, and a son. And after I take the picture, I go to shake his hand. Because who knows, I could be fighting in Bellator one day.
Yeah.
And I go to shake his hand, and the daughter, like, curves hard right in front of me, and I like reach through her hair, bro.
No.
So I got his girl's hair clumped in my hand, and I lock hands with the dad, and I'm shaking it. The daughter's like,
no.
Like, fuck. Yo, I'm dead.
No.
That's never happened to me.
Bro, like, just my fingers are interweaved in her hair.
It's because we were sober, bro. Because I had
I had a really
awkward moment too. I met you probably never seen the show because you're like 12, and Spencer might have seen it. You remember the OC or the Hills on MTV?
Unfortunately, yeah.
All right, so I met Spencer and Heidi Pratt last night. Heidi and Spencer, right?
From the show. Pretty awesome.
It was awesome, and what's up, man? And I suck with names. Obviously, I knew it was him, but he was like, "Nice to meet you, Mike." Whatever. And he's walking out right after this handshake, and he's walking out, and he goes, "Good to meet." And he grabbed my attention quickly, and I turned up, and he goes, "Hey, man, good to meet you. See you later, Mike." And in my haste, I said, "All right, yeah, what's up?"
It's because you didn't expect him to say
at
that.
All, and so, it was him. So like, I'm like a little kind of like I want to say something cool, and I was like, "Yeah, all right, man. Then what's up?"
The worst
is like this. He's like this.
Yeah.
Yo,
the worst is when like mush comes out of your mouth. Like you just don't even say anything. Yeah. You're like, what's that shit?
It was kind of like that. But it was also like the situation where they're like, where your waiter's like, enjoy your meal. And you're like, yeah, you too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll enjoy your meal. Yeah. You fucking idiot. Yeah.
That's mad funny.
It's the worst. Ready for the solution? Or do you still have more?
Do you have any stories that you remember off the bat? I know this is hard.
I have a scary experience that happened once.
What happened?
At my house.
Slenderman?
Close to it.
No, Sidemen? The Sidemen.
No, so like it was like midnight and like I'm just chilling in my room. I'm about to go to sleep and then I hear my front door knock.
Oh.
And keep in mind, I live in a gated community. So it like the door knocks. I look out my window from my room because I can see the front door and it's like some chick like 19-year-old, like
perfect,
pretty,
that's good.
yeah. That's what I was saying. I'm like, okay, what the hell? Like, that's so random. And then, like, I'm like, hey, what's up from my window? I didn't go downstairs to open the door.
And it wasn't Molly Eskom.
It was not Molly Eskom. But I opened my balcony door, and I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, Brian. Like, she called me by my first name, and she's like, hey, can you come outside real quick? And I was like, what? Like, that was the worst, like the weirdest thing. Maybe just like a phase rug. Oh my god, I love you. Can we take a picture? But she said, can you come outside? And I'm like, no, I'm about to go to sleep. I'm sorry. Why? She's like, no, please, like, just come outside. Like, please, I just want to talk to you. I said, it's freaky. It's midnight. I'm scared shitless.
Yeah. Of the girl.
That I wasn't really scared of the girl, but then I looked.
It could have been bait.
Dude, yeah. Exactly what happened. Could've I looked Nick across Bateman. The street. There's like a running car with like three guys in it. Like chilling, waiting for this girl.
Whoa.
Tanner Fox and his boys.
Exactly.
Unfucking real.
Bro, what if it was honestly just a prank? I don't know though. But then like she kept trying to lure me outside and I'm like, yo, can you please like get out of here? And like,
whoa.
She's like, I really want to talk to you. And I'm like, no, I'm going to call the cops. And then like, she's like, okay, like I'm going to go. And like she went in the car and they drove off.
Whoa, dude.
I just thought that was weird. I don't know if I was just super paranoid, but I thought they were going to kidnap me. Just being,
he bossed
shit,
up.
Shit, dude.
That was, yeah. I didn't fall for the bait from the girl because I saw the car. But like, yeah.
Don't show up at YouTubers or celebrities'
please,
houses.
Please, do not.
We love you.
We love you guys. We love meeting you in public. But the house thing just is not ideal.
You have the longest podcast in the history of Impulsive. You know that, right?
Whoa, no way.
No, hands down.
How long have we been on?
Oh my god, what? We at 3 hours now.
3.5.
Okay. Whoa, it's not.
Yeah, we're like 2 minutes. We're 2 minutes short.
Oh, really?
Of the
long. All right.
The solution.
I saw an hour one before.
Yeah, the solution to all this is jetpacks.
Okay, so I'm gonna need you to elaborate.
So anytime bad situation,
gone.
Mm.
That's dip. That's.
Do you think that could be more awkward because you took off on a jetpack? Like, does that add to the awkwardness of the situation?
Depends how quick it is.
Nah, you know why I don't like this? Because I could like, I know the headline. Logan Paul ignites fan on fire via jetpack fuel.
What if it was an aquapack?
God. Oh, water.
Logan Paul
never thought about that.
Douses sandcastle sculpture in water, ruining man's life, turning him into that guy Pico from the show. What's his name?
Rico. Paul,
Rico.
Pico.
Pico. Pico. Rico.
Yeah, you, dude, it's a long podcast because I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, no, this is awesome.
Living our best life.
Maybe we should get drunk before all our podcasts.
No, don't do that, kid.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I was actually extremely nervous before this. Very.
At what point? When you walked on set?
Before, no. Like when you told me it's Sunday. Like what? When you told me it was on Sunday. So 4 days. Yeah. 4 days ago, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, shit. Like, I hope I do good. I've never been on a podcast. So like this.
Bro,
is like
you're such a likable guy. Yeah. I know that feeling, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
As long as you be yourself.
Exactly.
And not a dickhead.
Yeah. He points at him.
It's gonna be okay.
I feel like you use your platform to like give back to your fans.
Yeah,
a lot. Do you have a community of people? Like, yeah. Do you value that?
So first off, shout out to the Rugrats. I call my squad the Rugrats.
That's awesome,
I love you guys. But yeah, man. Like, one of the main reasons I stay away from drama is because I don't like negative. Like, I don't like negativity. I don't like negative people. Like, I stay away from that stuff. And like, it's definitely succeeded. I don't want to have like my name big because of bad publicity, even though like there's that saying like,
yeah, man, nope. It sucks.
Okay. Yeah. But like,
what were you going to say? The saying,
well,
I know what you were going to say.
Yeah. Like all publicity is good publicity. That's false, right?
So false.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Not true.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I just have like, I feel like when I'm recording, I have like a special bond with my fans. Cause like when I meet them in public too, like they always talk about like my videos and I feel like we just connect. And I think that's like, I know you've had that feeling too. Bro, a lot. It's awesome, huh?
It's the great.
It's so cool.
When you're talking to the camera and you know it's going to be received by people.
I love that.
We're going to love it, bro. And like, I don't know about you. You sound like you do this too. Like, depending on how well versed the fan is in the world of Logan Paul, uh-huh, like I will sit there and talk to them about things. I'll ask their opinions. I want, because they're the audience, bro. They're exactly the ones that matter most.
Yeah.
And
I've had like 30-minute long conversations with fans before.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, it's awesome. Like, you just, they think like they feel like you're their friend, and that's how you want to make them feel. Like, they're not just talking to some celebrity, you know? Like, it's cool to make them seem like they're talking to just like a friend or a brother, like something like that.
Where do you get recognized the most? Is there a spot? Do you have a demo per se?
Like, as in like a city.
Like, you go to the mall.
The mall. Mall is number one.
Why is that?
Basketball games or like baseball games.
Oh yeah.
There's like one spot that I always get recognized. I think just like the mall for sure is number one.
You lived and grew up in San Diego your whole life.
Yeah, my whole life. And I come out to LA to like go to the Clout House, you know, hang out
do
with people.
Podcast.
Do a podcast.
Do a podcast.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
I just got real tired. I don't know.
your hangover is probably finally setting in.
No, it's been here.
I was going to ask. So after the shot, like, did you continue drinking throughout the night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just the one shot.
No,
like, it wouldn't be worth it if it was just the one shot.
We came home. We woke up everyone disrespectfully. But we didn't half-ass it.
I'm so sorry about
this. We played Sonos
rap
music.
Yo, shoot me a text next time.
I didn't even know you went out.
He thought it was just me, which was
all I could hear was Mike.
Of course.
And then all I could hear was Mike. And then suddenly, like, a voice like, Mike.
Had fun last night, babe.
Dude, I have to say something, though. Mike, like, I see a lot of comments saying Mike is annoying. Mike cuts people off. I disagree with that.
What do you think of Mike?
I think he's awesome. I think he's funny.
It's been swapping. So the comments they're all over the place, but they're like, we have a very balanced situation here. And I'm working on the cutoffs, by the way. I am. That's completely true. I shouldn't be cutting anyone off. But then like a couple episodes, I got kind of shelled up.
Yeah.
And that's not good either.
Yeah. Like, miss the old Mike, you know?
Yeah, you know when you hold a fart in?
Don't do that.
And you shit your pants.
You just can't hold a fart. You got to manage the fart.
The topics were interesting, dude.
The last podcast, should address this, was Julius. No, it was the one before that, right?
Boys,
the Nelk Boys. When we had the Nelk Boys on, shout out Nelk Boys.
I was being a dick to Mike because I just wasn't into him that episode. I don't know why. I think I was having a bad day, bro. I think me being vegan, it was really pissing me off. Like, it was just a bad day. And so I like called him out on the show and like,
no.
The fans like whooped my ass in the comments.
Damn,
they were
dude.
Like,
yeah, they got
like, Logan, shut the fuck up. Get off your podcast. Like, we love Mike. No. But some of them
for sure.
were like, we agree with Logan. And then so it was a note for me. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna be easy on Mike. We got to meet in the middle somewhere.
That's what
it's
we
all
ended
about
all
that
with.
Teamwork, man. Yeah.
Today
teamwork.
Was good.
I felt that too.
It was incredible.
I felt you're doing great today. It's all everything was doing. This
yeah.
is just a great
I think
podcast.
This was awesome. This was fun. Really
should
smooth.
We just stay on like all day?
Crazy what a little tequila will do to you.
I'm back in the game, ladies and gentlemen. That's FaZe Rug on this episode of Impulsive.
Hey,
we are
going to
do, of
me,
course,
man.
Bro. Of
thank
course,
you.
We're gonna. I want to do a extended audio only question and answer with you right now for. The audio only platform, Spotify, iTunes, etc. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that motherfucking subscribe button before I give you this smoke.
He'll do it.
FaZe Rug, you can find this guy on Instagram at FaZe
Rug. Makes and sense. YouTube FaZe Rug.
There we go. Give this video a big thumbs up. We love you guys. We will see you next time. Take it easy. Peace. Don't move. Audio only. Question and answer.
Cheeseburgers, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Is your diet? You watch that shit?
So I don't gain weight. I don't know why. Did you say diet, right?
Diet,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I don't gain weight because I have a fast metabolism and I eat very unhealthy, but I do need to watch myself because like, even if it doesn't show in the weight, it's affecting the inside of my body. So I do try to eat healthy when I can, but I do eat fast food a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not good for you, but in moderation you have to. Like, give me Chick-fil-A, dude. I love it. Speaking of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, would you fuck any YouTubers? Like, are there any that you let me rephrase it? Chick-fil-A is something. I mean, I need my Chick-fil-A. Speaking of chicken sandwiches,
okay.
Are there any YouTubers that you have a crush on?
Smooth.
Smooth. Like or smooth. that you would take on a nice date to to dinner.
One YouTuber. Actually, hold on. Let me think about this one. This is a tricky question. It's not tricky, it's simple. She's a gamer. Fuck, dude. No, I can't
say. Is it that Pokemon
Sniper
girl?
Wolf.
Is it the Pokemon? Is it Sniper Wolf? Is it Valkyrie?
He said it.
Oh, it's,
wait, you say it though.
I don't want. I mean,
dude,
let's keep it private.
Yeah,
you know,
keep it private.
This is the audio version only. I'm saying like Rug may have written something down on a piece of paper. I mean, things now.
Yeah,
I know things now.
If you're listening. Hey, look, FaZe Rug, he's got two Lambos.
Let's go.
Ooh, hey.
He goes, hey, what's up?
I approve of that.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, solid right
there.
There
we go.
Any girls you'd like to see Logan talk to?
Hey there.
Ooh.
Hmm.
YouTubers?
Let's see. Oh, YouTubers?
Yeah. Who would be like a good match for him?
I'm trying to see like, is there a lot of girl YouTubers on the platform? Like, I feel like.
Yeah. But yo, I have found that most, and not, it's not like I've really talk to
he's in a hole here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's just like I've like a lot of the female YouTubers, they're fucking hard workers, bro. Yeah. They're grinding, they don't give a shit about dating. Like, sure, if it walks in their life, like great, but they are hard working,
they're on their work
women.
Grind.
Yeah, 100%. So you know, sometimes it's hard to get time from them, sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's your favorite fast food?
In-N-Out,
it's a good one,
definitely.
Man, I don't. It's good.
It is. I'll say this, like, it's overrated.
Yes.
For sure. That's like, whenever people don't have In-N-Out where they live and they come and try it, they're like, oh, this is overrated. But like, I don't know. I just never get tired of it.
You ever fuck with Five Guys?
Yeah. Five Guys is pretty bomb too.
Yeah, dude.
What about Veggie Grill? You're not a fan?
I've never been
dang
there.
It, Spencer. It's really good.
Yo,
LB and I bonded big time over this when we originally met. I was like, you like Veggie Grill? And he's like, it's my favorite.
So
I love Veggie Grill.
Okay, I'm gonna have to definitely try it.
You haven't tried it?
Okay.
No, you gotta try it.
I've never tried it.
Santa Fe crispy chicken. It's all vegan. Get the chocolate chip cookie, side of sweet potato fries. I've been eating that meal once a week for 5 years straight.
Okay, I'll try it out.
I have a pecking order for fast food. I call those not fast food, what you said, In-N-Out. I call it that made to order. I used to have a food blog, by the way. It's not really fast food. You know what I'm saying? It's like quick, it's not that fast. Shake Shack. Top number
Shake
one.
Shake Shack is
number
bomb.
One.
Bomb as fuck.
Five Guys.
Solid.
In-N-Out. And then there's a chain in the South called Whataburger.
Whataburger. I've had it once.
I think it's ass, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
I had it when I went to Texas. It was pretty good. I mean, maybe it was all right. My first time having it. I don't know. Yeah.
You told me about that the other day, the Whataburger.
Whataburger.
You walked into my room at a very inopportune time to tell me about this Whataburger.
I don't know why I did that.
You often walk into my room at inopportune times. The other day.
That's one thing. Living upstairs. All three of us live upstairs, like very close proximity to each other. And it's Mike's strategy is just go right in.
Just enter.
Hey.
I've walked in on some things. And by the way, I've brought some things to that room that I should know.
But Shake Shack.
Whataburger. He said, why did you bring me this shit?
Did you see Ninja?
Yeah.
Is he like a... Have the tides turned on him in a way?
I don't know. Like, I know there's been like controversy around his name lately.
From what, by the way?
I think it honestly sparked up from the whole Drake thing. I don't know if you guys saw what happened.
What happened?
Like, it was a video of him on stream just saying that like Drake hit him up to like ride the wave of Fortnite.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I do remember that.
Wow. Ooh, he got a little too lippy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if Drake was my friend, I'd be the happiest person in the world. But like, I don't know. Maybe it just like got to him. But in the end, like I still like Ninja's a like good person. I think so. I met him once. But I think
somebody's.
He seems like a good dude. I just feel like sort of he had his shit my pants
somebody,
moment.
So yeah, for sure. Someone. That's not just came out of my nose. You can't see it. You can't see it.
Audio only.
You can't fucking see it, which is great.
Yeah. Tune into the video only after the audio only.
Tfue's better than him.
Tfue is really, really good.
And so I was on the call with a consultant the other day talking about gaming, and they said there's a lot of brands out there who are like, oh my God, Ninja. And they ain't up to date because everybody in the know knows Tfue's got the games and the girls.
Yeah. No, I think it's just because like Ninja's name is, I think, bigger just because of like everything he's done in the past.
He's done so much for gaming.
Oh, yeah.
He's done so much.
So much. Gaming. So like, I think it's just the name. But like, if people look into like Tfue, like he's, I think, in my opinion, like the best like Fortnite streamer, biggest. I think he gets more views than Ninja now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think he has more subs than him.
Yeah.
Is Tfue? Tfue's the one that doesn't have any skins, right?
Yeah, that's Tfue.
No, I saw
but I think
video.
He got some.
He got some skins.
Yeah.
See, crazy. I resonated with that because for the first like, I don't know, like while like half a year that I was playing Fortnite, I didn't get a skin, and everybody was pressuring me into it.
I just got one yesterday.
Mike's been running around in default. The most default
skins. The girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much money have you guys spent on skins?
Me? Thousands of dollars.
A thousand at least.
Yeah, at least a thousand.
Sure.
That's
at
so
least.
Interesting to me how Fortnite is making that kind of money off
of skins. Oh my God. It's a free game, but the in-game purchases is what's making them the crazy money. Actually, my account,
so smart.
My account with all the skins got hacked and banned. So now all of them are gone. Is there a way I could get that back? Like, I'm sure.
Fortnite,
hello.
You are asking the wrong guy. I would assume it's Epic Games, some sort of.
Yeah,
hit him up.
I mean, I think you got enough freaking clout to
try to like
make that happen. Yeah.
Let them know.
Maybe bring a live bear onto their campus.
Yeah. You like naps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to take one.
Okay.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll call it here.
All right.
Mike's gone.
Peace out, Mike.
Audio version of Impulsive Only. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time, FaZe Rogue. We love you.
Hey,
love
thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
Don't move. Audio only. Question and answer.
Cheeseburgers, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Is your diet? You watch that shit?
So I don't gain weight. I don't know why. Did you say diet, right?
Diet, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't gain weight because I have a fast metabolism and I eat very unhealthy, but I do need to watch myself because like, even if it doesn't show in the weight, it's affecting the inside of my body. So I do try to eat healthy when I can, but I do eat fast food a lot. I'm not going to lie.
It's not good for you, but in moderation, you have to. Like, give me Chick-fil-A, dude. I love it. Speaking of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, would you fuck any YouTubers? Like, are there any that you... Let me rephrase it. Chick-fil-A is something... I mean, I need my Chick-fil-A. Speaking of chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
Are there any YouTubers that you have a crush on?
Smooth.
Like, or that you would take on a nice date to dinner?
one YouTuber. Actually, hold on, hold on. Let me think about this one. This is a tricky question. It's not tricky. It's simple. She's a gamer. Fuck, dude. No, I can't
is
say.
Is it that Pokemon
Sniper
girl?
Wolf.
Is it the Pokemon? Is it Sniper Wolf? Is it Valkyrie?
He said it. Wait, you say it though.
I don't want. I mean, dude. Let's keep it private. Yeah, you know,
keep it private.
This is the
private.
Audio version only. I'm saying like Rug may have written something down on a piece of paper. I mean, I know things now.
If you're listening. Hey, look, FaZe Rug, he's got two Lambos.
Let's go.
Hey.
He goes, hey, what's up?
I approve of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, solid right
there. There we go.
Yeah. Any girls you'd like to see Logan talk to?
Hey there.
Ooh.
Hmm.
YouTubers?
Let's see. Oh, YouTubers?
Yeah. Who would be like a good match for him?
I'm trying to see, like, is there a lot of girl YouTubers on the platform? Like, I feel like.
Yeah. But yo, I have found that most, and not, it's not like I've really talked to.
He's in a hole here, ladies and gentlemen.
No. It's just like I've, like a lot of the female YouTubers, they're fucking hard workers, bro. Yeah. They're grinding. They don't give a shit about dating. Like, sure, if it walks in their life, like, great, but they are hard working.
They're on their work
women.
Grind.
Yeah. 100%. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to get time from them. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your favorite fast food?
In-N-Out.
It's a good one.
Definitely.
Man, I don't. It's good.
It is. I'll say this. Like, it's overrated.
Yes.
For sure. That's like, whenever people don't have In-N-Out where they live and they come and try it, they're like, oh, this is overrated. But like, I don't know. I just never get tired of it.
You ever fuck with Five Guys?
Yeah. Five Guys is pretty bomb too.
Yeah, dude.
What about Veggie Grill? You're not a fan?
I've never been
there. It's expensive. It's really good.
Yo,
LB and I bonded big time over this when we originally met. I was like, you like Veggie Grill? And he's like, it's my favorite.
So cool. I love Veggie Grill.
Okay, I'm gonna have to definitely
try
it.
You haven't tried it?
Okay, no. Oh, you gotta try it.
I've never tried it.
Santa Fe crispy chicken. It's all vegan. Get the chocolate chip cookie, side of sweet potato fries. I've been eating that meal once a week for 5 years straight.
Okay, I'll try it out.
I have a pecking order for fast food. I call those not fast food, what you said, In-N-Out. I call it that made to order. I used to have a food blog, by the way. It's not really fast food. You know what I'm saying? It's like quick. It's not that fast. Shake Shack, top number
Shake
one.
Shake Shack is
number
bomb.
One.
Bomb as fuck.
Five Guys.
Solid.
In-N-Out. And then there's a chain in the South called Whataburger.
Whataburger. I had it once.
I think it's ass, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
I had it when I went to Texas. That was pretty good. I mean, maybe it was because my first time having it. I don't know. Yeah.
You told me about that the other day, the Whataburger.
It's a water burger made of water.
You walked into my room at a very inopportune time to tell me about this water burger.
I don't know why I did that.
You often walk into my room at inopportune times. The other day.
One thing. Living upstairs. All three of us live upstairs, like very close proximity to each other. And it's Mike's strategy is just go right in.
Just enter.
Hey.
I've walked in on some and by the way, I've brought some things to that room that I should know. But
Shake Shack.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
He said, why did you bring me this shit?
Yo, is there
this.
Yo, did you see Ninja?
Yeah.
Is he like a have the tides turned on him in a way?
I don't know. Like, I know there's been like controversy around his name lately.
From what, by the way?
I think it honestly sparked up from the whole Drake thing. I don't know if you guys saw what happened.
What happened?
Like, it was a video of him on stream just saying that like Drake hit him up to like ride the wave of Fortnite.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I do remember that.
Wow. Ooh, he got a little too lippy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if Drake was my friend, I'd be the happiest person in the world. But like, I don't know. Maybe it just like got to him. But in the end, like I still like Ninja's a like good person. I think so. I met him once. But I think
somebody's.
He seems like a good dude. I just feel like sort of he had his shit my pants moment.
So yeah, for sure. Someone. That's not just came out of my nose. You can't see it. You can't see it.
Audio only.
You can't fucking see it, which is great.
Yeah.
Tune into the video only after the audio only.
Tfue's better than him.
Tfue is really, really good.
And so I was on the call with a consultant the other day talking about gaming, and they said there's a lot of brands out there who are like, oh my God, Ninja. And they ain't up to date because everybody in the know knows Tfue's got the games and the girls.
Yeah. No, I think it's just because like Ninja's name is, I think, bigger just because of like everything he's done in the past.
He did, he's done so much for gaming.
Oh, yeah,
he's
for
done,
sure.
He's done so much.
So much. Gaming. So, like, I think it's just the name. But, like, if people look into, like, Tfue, like, he's, I think, in my opinion, like, the best, like, Fortnite streamer, yeah. biggest. I think he gets more views than Ninja now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think he has more subs than him.
Yeah.
Is Tfue's the one that doesn't have any skins, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. Tfue.
No, I saw but I think a video he got some.
He got some skins.
Yeah.
See, crazy. I resonated with that because for the first, like, I don't know, like, while, like, half a year that I was playing Fortnite, I didn't get a skin. And everybody was pressuring me into it.
I just got one yesterday.
Mike's been running around in default. The most default skins.
The girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much money have you guys spent on skins?
Me? Thousands of dollars.
A thousand at least.
Yeah, at least a thousand.
That's so interesting to me how Fortnite is making that kind of money.
Oh my god. It's a free game, but the in-game purchases is what's making them the crazy money. Actually, my account
so smart.
My account with all the skins got hacked and banned, so now all of them are gone. Is there a way I could get that back? Like, I'm sure.
Fortnite,
hello.
You are asking the wrong guy. I would assume it's Epic Games, some sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, hit them up.
I mean, think you got enough freaking clout to...
To try to, like,
make that happen. Yeah.
Let them know.
Maybe bring a live bear onto their campus.
Yeah. You like naps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to take one.
Okay.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll call it here.
All right.
Mike's gone.
Peace out, Mike.
Audio version of Impulsive Only. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time, FaZe Rogue. We love you.
Hey,
love
thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.